Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Before we get to an esteemed guest on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, I do have to pay something off very quickly. I told you that Jim Zorn is back in football. He is coaching again. This is huge, Danny. This is hot off the presses.
Wow.
The Redskins, great. One of the finest head coaches in league history, Jim Zorn.
The maroon and black zone.
He will be coaching in the XFL. Now, I don't know if he's a head coach. I'd like to think that he will be. You can't be a head coach in the NFL at some point and then an assistant in the XFL, right? Maybe you could. But they don't list a title here. They don't say what he's doing, but he's going to coach in the XFL. Man, do I hope it's the DC team. If that flat top is roaming the sideline in the nation's capital again as a head man, let's hip-hip our way all the way to a championship. Three cheers. Hip-hip. Give him Danny.
Remember when Clinton Portis said, screw you guys.
He's like, I ain't doing this, S. Let's get to the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Welcome onto the show, Matthew Cahill,
Draft
if you're
future.
Bill Rowland. To the rest of us, Drabby. What's up, buddy?
Hey, fellas.
So,
afternoon.
I don't know how much of the last segment you heard. I guess I should start by asking.
I just got in my car. I was eating a delicious lunch.
What were you eating? Let's grade your meal real quick.
I was eating the turkey Gruben at Zoe's Kitchen. Eating light for Drab.
Ooh.
Good for you, Drab.
By the way, Zoe's Kitchen has a bunch of silly EMP-friendly options for your boys. You can go down that little counter there. They got the cauliflower rice. They got some good things.
I thought Zoe's Kitchen was a place to get, like, kitchenware.
Until EMP brought
something in from there, and I was like, this is delicious.
It was not EMP-friendly, whatever I can guarantee you that.
My God. That just means it was probably
a lot of potatoes.
Probably tasty, then.
So, Drabby, I love the Junkies.
Yeah.
I listen to the radio program. I think you do very good work on that their show.
I respect you.
Today, though, my level of respect for you, and you, I've told you this before. I've said it behind the scenes. I've said it in front of the scenes. I think we work in a place with a lot of genuinely bad people, right? I think.
Absolutely. The worst.
We work in a high school cafeteria. I try not to, like, talk to people much outside of the show because I don't trust any of them. I think if you want to talk about, like, people with good hearts, I think you have the best heart of anyone that works here. And this isn't a work. This is a shoot. I'm dead serious. I like Drab. Drab's a guy that I really like. Drab, you said something that I think was so dumb and so insane. I don't know what to say, man. You're doing the tough guy. I could kill a bobcat, and that guy that killed a bobcat is not a hero because he's a liar and it was only 40 pounds and he should go to jail, not be made a hero. I mean, you're way over the top on this. Please state your case.
Hold on. First, is this mountain lion being downgraded?
No, it's a mountain lion. That's fine. It's a
mountain
lion.
Okay, because every time I read this story, it changes. It was an adult male mountain lion at one point, then it was a juvenile, then it was 80 pounds, and then today, magically, this mountain lion was 40 pounds. It changes every time this guy opens his mouth. I was not doing the tough guy routine today, and I know. Of all the things I've said on the air, and I've been working for this radio station for 12 years, this has lit a fire under people's butts. Like no other. I can't believe it. At no point was I bragging. At no point did I say Matt Cahill and only Matt Cahill could take down this mountain lion.
But Drabby, you know what
said,
it sounds like,
any.
Drab. You know, you've done radio
like.
For so long. A guy goes, I could kill that animal. You know exactly what it sounds like.
I said everybody could kill this. I said every adult male with an ounce of athletic ability, an ounce, could have killed this juvenile cougar.
Now, Drab, here's where I need to insert myself.
He said cougar.
Well, they are. They're also called cougars.
I mean,
the different ways to do it.
It's just funny.
Here's the thing that I've never liked about your stance socks. You doubled down today, but you said, I'm doubling down on what I said initially. The initial report was that it was an 80-pound mountain lion.
Right.
And you had the same stance then. It was irresponsible then, and it was irresponsible now. Now you feel validated because it's half the size, this starving wild animal that kills things five, six, seven times its size routinely to stay alive. you believed you could have killed it when it was bigger, according to the story pre-autopsy.
That's my issue. You're right. I did say that. And a 70-pound puma would be a fight to the death. I think so. I think I would come out on top. A 40-pound mountain lion, I would punt that thing off the mountain like Ron Burgundy did that dog.
Baxter.
Yeah.
Jack Black punted. Ron Burgundy would never punt Baxter.
He keeps claiming he's not doing a tough guy bit, and then he talks about how easily he would just
kill
this
DDT
thing.
On him and give him a rock bottom.
Hold on. You guys have – Grant has a dog. Grant, how much does your dog weigh?
I have a French bulldog, guy. It's 21 pounds.
4.5 pounds.
Oh, okay. 40 pounds. We're talking like a 7-year-old child.
Drab.
Did you wrestle a 7-year-old child?
It has teeth
with claws,
bigger than your
with
hands.
Claws.
It is a wild animal. Have you been to a zoo before? There's a reason there's glass. These animals are bred to kill things. They don't just play with you.
Okay, and what do they do with baby tigers? They let everybody play with them until they're like 6 months old. Then they put them in the big boy cage.
You ever played with a baby tiger, Danny?
I have not.
I must have missed that day at the zoo.
What are you talking about? You can go to any petting zoo, and you can play with a baby tiger. I've seen it a million times.
You know what those tigers are, if that happens, which I've never seen, but I'll just pretend like you go to zoos I don't go to and you know that this happens because they don't happen.
Okay.
But let's say that that happens.
Maybe in Thailand.
Exactly. Yeah.
The baby tiger zoo.
The baby tiger zoo where Drab goes every Wednesday to play with tigers. That zoo, those tigers are groomed to play with you. They're taught. They're nurtured. It's like tigers at the zoo, at the circus.
Sure.
Like, this is an animal that roams around
the
woods killing things.
How many wild lessons do you think this cougar got in 4 months? Because probably 2 months, it was milking still. It's been on the trail for a week.
Yes, it's
not
as
no idea what it was
but
doing.
It's not as if its parents are like bringing it like lentils. It's not as if its parents are like packing a lunch for it. You got to survive. It's just out there surviving.
It was clueless. It was attacking humans. It didn't know its left from its right. It had no idea what it was doing.
Do you really believe?
I believe it.
But listen.
I believe it. I believe you, Grant, could have done it.
No.
I believe Thom and Dar could have done it. I believe even Chris Kinard could have taken down this mountain lion.
Well, we all know Chris Kiner's not taking down that mountain lion. Let's just start with that. But first of all, I guess here's my main thing I keep coming back to. The idea that you say you could kill it is one thing, to then execute the task in the moment. Like, this is a terrible comp, and I want forgiveness before I start, okay?
Right.
But, like, people say all the time, like, Dukes owns guns. I don't own guns. But, like, Dukes might be like, if someone walked into a movie theater, I'd just take out my six-shooter, and I'd pop him, and it'd be over. Well,
a lot of heroes. I get it.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if Dukes would say that, but, like, gun people say that. Like, that's why I have my gun on my hip. Like, if a guy walked in and started popping people, you know how many people could actually calmly take out their gun, square them up between the ears? To say that you would just calmly kill an animal when it's killing you is crazy. You don't know how you'd react.
All that jiu-jitsu training you're going back to, right?
I would lay lifeless on the trail because the best thing I know how to do...
Cover my face.
Play dead and hope that it runs away. By then, it would chomp my neck off.
Fellas, did you catch a glimpse of this guy?
Yeah, we saw the
He weighed maybe 150 pounds. A string bean is what he was. He had no muscle at all. I'm not a fighter. I'm not bragging. No muscles. Everybody could do more push-ups than me. But I could lay on a mountain lion that weighed 40 pounds and strangle it.
And just get carved up with his claws
while
and teeth.
While it ate your arm off?
Oh, he's eating his arm.
It was nibbling on it. It was
nibbling.
Barely. It doesn't even, guys, it still had its baby teeth, I'm sure.
He couldn't use his right hand because it was locked in the jaws of the animal that routinely takes down animals that are
panicking.
Twice its size.
He was panicking. By the way, mountain lions eat deer. Real tough predator there.
You want to face off against the deer?
Let me ask you this. Why are you getting eviscerated by the masses? If you're so right.
I don't know, because I know I get it. Because I sound like the guy who's the frat guy who thinks he can do 100 shots of alcohol, that I'm some big tough guy. I'm not. Everybody can do it. I'm saying even you listening right now who's so mad at Drab T-shirt, yes, you could take down this mountain lion in a life or death circumstance. By the way, not saying on a 9 a.m. segment in the Junkie studio, if somebody brought in a mountain lion and said, Drab, kill this thing, I don't know. But if it was him or me, to get off that mountain. Only one of us is doing that. I have a confidence.
Last thing I want to say about it is
this. Does that sound like a hedge to you, by the way?
It's a nice plane you can't see over it, and you have to trim it. Here's the last thing I'll say about it, though.
What?
There's a difference between getting away without dying yourself and, like, limping to fight another day and, like, jogging back to civilization with a bloody face looking like Mason Verger from Hannibal and, like, you know, no arm or my shoulder dislocated or a million other things based on this thing. Huge difference between that saying I survived a mountain lion attack and I choked that sumbitch out. You recognize that, right? Like, that's a huge gap.
A small gap. I'll give him credit for finishing the job. But see, it's, by the way, the media is out of control. CNN referred to him as Hercules today.
Yeah,
not the cat.
He's a hero.
The guy.
The guy is a hero.
Oh, geez. Oh my gosh.
I want you to apologize to him.
Respect.
I will
to
not
Steve.
Apologize. I will not apologize
Let's
to him.
Take first one of all, call.
He invaded that cat's home. First of all,
let's agree there.
Get that straight.
Don't jog. All right? Especially up there.
You're on the right show if you don't want him running. John in South Riding knows more about going outside than you and I do, Danny. We avoid the outdoors. He's a hunter. John, what do you think?
All right. There's not a chance that this guy knows what he's talking about. Yeah, it was a 40-pound cat. I shot a bobcat this year. It might have weighed like 25 pounds. Before I shot it, I saw that thing jump like 8 or 10 feet up in the air on a log. They're not physical specimens, cats especially. But you're talking about a cougar. 40, 80, 100 pounds, I don't care. It's going to have 4-inch teeth. It's going to have massive paws. It's going to be strong. It's going to be fast. It's going to be agile. Too bad we can't put him at, you know, linebacker for the Redskins. But, I mean, they're physical specimens.
Drabby, this thing would own the combine. He's talking about jumping 7 feet in the broad jump.
And what does that do for you on a one-on-one fight? It did nothing for him.
Pound for pound strength muscle. And explosion?
How much muscle could it have had? It weighed 40 pounds.
It obviously didn't have enough muscle. I'm not saying that
it
did. You know what it had?
Yes, the guy who beat him is a twig. And he laid on top
teeth.
Of it. And... I didn't see its teeth. It might have big teeth.
I didn't see its teeth either. I'm just assuming, you know, because it's a wild animal. It's a bobcat.
You know, it's a cougar.
I know, yeah.
But, you know, they have small teeth.
So are squirrels, guys. So are squirrels.
Now he killed a squirrel.
Now it's a squirrel.
I will say the one thing Drab has going for him, and it's the only thing, and Drab's wrong 99% of this.
It's that this guy's skinny?
This guy looks like he couldn't win a fight against any person he picked in this building.
Well, here's the thing. He could because of the endurance factor. I'm going to try to run around and touch the guy?
That's a good point. We never got to that.
The fight lasts 10 minutes. This little twig has got 10 minutes of endurance
Danny,
that you don't have.
It lasted 10 minutes because he couldn't finish it in one.
Right. But do you
He's
have 10
cross
minutes of energy?
Country runner.
This is not, I mean, you did that big Owen Dukes fight. I watched online once. It was like 3 rounds.
Yeah,
you were exhausted.
I tired out quickly. You're right. For 3 minutes, I was done.
You're going to fight with a lion for 10 minutes?
But I think the guy I fought weighed 180 pounds, and I knocked him out.
You did. That Drabby's a better boxer
now
and
I'm doing
than you think.
By the way, I'm doing the tough guy thing. I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, now you've reverted back to being a tough guy.
You backed me into a corner.
Are you willing to admit, before we let you go, that this is all a work and that you do think this guy's
you
a
You truly
hero?
Respect it.
No, I believe it. It's not a work. I get how people could think that. It's not a work. I do believe that.
What a
have some confidence. Everybody, you guys, get some confidence. Guys, a bunch of sorry sacks walking around there.
You got irrational confidence. I love you, buddy.
Thank you, Travis.
All right, later.
You. See you, pal.
He's a good man, and he is so wrong. So wrong. That's embarrassing for him. Can you imagine coming on the radio and saying what he just said and having to try to be taken seriously tomorrow when you wake up? People heard you, Drab. There's people listening right now.
Man, that's what I always say. You can't lie to people.
He's
not in
getting
this position.
Pummeled online right now.
Of course he is.
He is getting utterly eviscerated by everyone listening. It's hilarious. I want to have a 40-pound mountain lion brought in to fight with him in the studio on the junkies.
Even like just declaw it or something, right? So there's not any real danger?
It would
danger.
Still kill him.
Yeah, you're right.
A declawed mountain lion would still eat his
still
face.
Too much danger.
We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And had to leave Washington, D.C. for a couple of years. But they would come back with a new ownership group. Would you endorse the exit? If you knew that you were going to get a team back, you know, several years later, but you're going to have to go sometime without football. This is something you and I have actually talked about on the show. We've asked this question before a couple of years ago.
So we did it during those 10-hour, 11-hour, whatever they were, marathon shows.
Yep.
Everybody mocked me because it was a Dan Steinberg idea at one point. I can't remember exactly how it came up, but he was talking about it. He put it out there, and everyone was like, no, of course not. And I said, of course I would do that. Of course I would do that. And this is, again, a few years ago. A lot of losing, a lot of nonsense since then, but I absolutely would do that.
I would have thought that Redskins fans would say, that's a terrible idea. There's no way I would go a year without football. Why would I ever do that? I'm not going to say yes to the possibility that, yeah, I'll get a new owner and a new team, but I've got to, let's say, what are we saying, two seasons, three seasons without football?
Now, the Browns went four.
That's
Cleveland
went
four.
All right, so let's make it four. Would you let the Redskins leave D.C. and Dan Snyder's gone? He takes the team with him to pick your market, San Antonio.
London.
Yep. You go four seasons, no football, and then a new owner reboots the Washington Redskins in 2025. You signing up for that? Yes or no? I brought up the Snyder Marks poll because it was something like 3-1.
I'll tell you what it was.
You got the numbers in front of you?
72% yes, 28% no. Basically 3-1.
Now, I believe that people are lying to themselves. And maybe they don't even know they're doing it, but it's super easy to click yes on a poll knowing that's not a real thing. It's a lot harder to go through 4 years without your beloved football team. I could tell you right now, this is going to sound sad and it's a joke about my life. I care so much about the Redskins. They mean so much to me. Football in general is one of my happiest things in life. I was really lucky to get married this past year, you know, starting a family. All these things are amazing. Those are the biggest things in my life, obviously. You take away your family, you know, your things that matter and actually are like, the end of time, who's around you when you're dying. That type of stuff, those types of people. One of my biggest passions is football. I love it. I want the Redskins. I'm not signing up for this. I'm not saying yes to this. I'm not missing 4 years of football to get a new owner. And I think people who say that they are wouldn't actually go through with that if they had to touch the button.
100% I'd do it. And there's no question in my mind.
4 years, no Redskins?
The number that I settled on where I would finally say, you know what, it's not worth it anymore, was 7 years. I could go 6 years without it. Here's what's important to me. Greatness. Be great. Find a way to be great. I now go, I have nearly 30 years of sample. Really, with Dan Snyder, it's 20 years. They won't be great under him. It's not possible. Bruce and Dan and Bruce. Therefore, whatever I have to do. The same way I can say I want the Wizards to lose games so that Ernie Grunfeld gets fired. The same reason I could say I want the Redskins to lose this week because they'll now be behind five teams that need a quarterback instead of two when they beat Jacksonville or refuse to celebrate.
But can you skip a Redskins game right now?
No.
Let's say you don't work in this job. You don't have to watch it for the show. Fan Danny Ruye. Danny doing his YouTube videos about the team
right.
Years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Can you skip a Redskins game?
No. I mean, I would always watch it.
I've never once missed a Redskins game. I think I could count, and I've said this before, and this is dead serious. I could count on one hand the number of plays in my life I've missed for whatever reason. Like I'm furiously driving somewhere in a car to get home by 1 o'clock or mm-hmm. whatever it was. I could count on one hand the number of times I missed a snap and didn't go back and watch it or start it from the beginning or whatever it is. I couldn't do this. There's just no way I could go years without football. On a Sunday, when the Redskins were playing, if I had to go to a wedding, I've never been tasked with that, mm-hmm. let's say. But if I absolutely had to be in a wedding or something, my sister's getting married, whatever, I would have to either find a way to get the game on at the wedding.
Or record the game or whatever.
Or DVR it, yeah. Go back and watch it. And it would be the worst Sunday I've had in years. It would be a week ruining. This is embarrassing to say. It would be a month ruining, maybe a life ruining endeavor for me. I care about this too much.
Mm-hmm.
I admit that. No chance I'm going 6 years without the Redskins. And because of my mindset, I find it hard to believe when people say they could. You, I actually do believe a little bit because you've done insane things I just can't fathom.
Yeah,
watch the Wizards anymore at all? You love the Wizards?
Yeah, this to me is such a routine trade-off. This is, well, what are you willing to give up? What can you sacrifice so the Redskins are good? I just want them to be good. It's the only thing I care about. It's why we debate.
But by the way, they don't get to be good when they come back. You just get to have them back with a different owner.
It's just a chance.
The chance that maybe they'd be good one day.
So my logic is very simple. Will they be good with this owner? No. Then give me a new owner. Do whatever I can to get a new owner. Anything. Don't go to games. Don't watch. Fine. I will do whatever it takes. To me, the reason we have debate shows, the reason sports radio exists, the reason for all of this is we're just sitting here kicking around the idea, how do they get great? What's the best thing to do? What's the position group of need? Who should coach the team? What's the point of all that? Not just to hear ourselves talk. It's to figure out, how can they be good? How can we have another parade? How can they be great? Is there any way to that, any path to that? With this ownership group, the answer is no. When we're going through all our exercises in the offseason, I had a couple of these epiphanies over the course of this year. The only thing we should be talking about is the continued employment of Bruce Allen.
Yeah.
The only thing that matters with it. Everything else is just cannon fodder. Everything else is just an other point. That's the issue. Those two guys doing their thing is the issue. Whatever it takes to get rid of them. If my sacrifice, quote unquote, is 6 years without them, sign me up. I'll watch Red Zone on Sunday.
So maybe I just need to think there's more people like you out there than I understand. Because with most people, I say, I don't buy that. Like, again, you have not watched the Wizards since when?
When did I start doing that?
You gave up on them. You don't watch a minute of basketball.
No. Probably mid-December, I think I did that, when I started doing my daily fire Ernie tweets.
The all-time example of me knowing that you and I are programmed differently is when you decided not to watch a Nats playoff game. Game 2 of the division series against the Cubs at Nats Park.
That's right.
You went home right after our show. You said, I'm not going to watch this. I didn't believe you.
I was so pissed off.
And by the way,
after game number one.
One game into a series. Think about that. Mm-hmm. For a playoff team, this wasn't a team that's terrible every year, that he's mad at the owner. Who knows what it was? They didn't get two hits the day before, basically.
Right. I said, this is another San Francisco Giants series. They're doing it again. They're not going to score. I'm so mad I'm not watching.
So the biggest home run Bryce Harper's ever hit, which was a two-run, eighth-inning, game-tying home run against the Cubs, down 3-1 to tie the game. Then Ryan Zimmerman's amazing game-winning home run for the Nationals at home in Game 2 against the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Danny missed all of that.
I found out the morning before at the airport.
The next day at the airport, I said, what'd you think of the game? He had no idea what happened. I had to tell him about it. And he goes, oh, cool. Big Nats fan. Like, but you're able to recalibrate your wires however you need to in that moment. I would have given my pinky finger on my left hand to watch that baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean I like the team more than you do. It just means we're wired differently.
Right.
You've got this weird ability to check in and out as you need to based on whatever you're feeling in that moment. I'm telling you right now, I couldn't go 6 years without the Redskins if it meant a new owner. I just wouldn't do it. Would you guys sign up for that, though? Yes or no? Danny would. 800-636-1067. We're Grant and Danny. This is based on a Rick Snyder poll. About 3/4 of people said they would boot the Redskins out of town, have no skins for 6 years to get a new owner and a new team.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rick Snyder, columnist, TheFanDC.com, posted a poll on Twitter yesterday. Would you accept the old Cleveland Browns deal of Redskins leaving 6 years of no football, an expansion team arriving a few years later? 72% of almost 3,500 people said yes. 28% said no. Get the Redskins out of here. We'll go a few years without football. Dan Snyder leaves. I'll take the deal, they said.
So the Browns went 4 years, and my personal threshold is 6. I would go half a decade plus 1 without football. 4, without a doubt. I would do that in a heartbeat.
I wouldn't do it for a second. You know, for me, and I think there are certain people my age probably who have never seen the Redskins win or play meaningful playoff games, really. A Super Bowl is not the end-all, be-all. It's what I want. It would be amazing. But I've found ways to enjoy the process. Otherwise, it'd be the icing on the cake. You know, it'd be a delicious morsel. It'd be awesome, but I don't need it to get my contentment. Also, the history would leave with the team. You'd have this new thing where the 3 Super Bowls and the Riggins and the Theismann years, it wouldn't be the Redskins. It'd be whatever they are then, or if they rename themselves the Redskins, but it'd be another iteration. Some of the responses, there's some really good ones on Twitter here. Nico says, I'd give up the few years without football. I wouldn't give up the 3 Super Bowls that would leave D.C. I mean, they wouldn't leave D.C. They were one here. The memory would still be here. Taylor says 100% yes. Not as hard for me to go 4 years without the heartache and the pain. I think a lot of people are seeing this as basically a few years where they wouldn't have as much agony, disappointment, and anger toward the Redskins because that's what they're provided now. Let's go to Andrew and Stafford to get started. Would you give the team up for a few years if it meant a new owner starts a new team here?
Absolutely. In a heartbeat. I watched more playoff games of other teams than I watched Redskins regular season games this year because there's just no point in watching it. It doesn't bring me any joy. I at least get to watch good football when I'm watching the playoffs. And Danny's right. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel that isn't a freight train as long as Dan Snyder's running the show here.
Well, look, maybe that's who's voting then, is people that don't watch the Redskins that much anymore. I'm talking about people like me who watch every game.
But I think where the debate really is how much do you care about them being great? You just said it a moment ago. You don't really care about that. Or not care is not the right word. You don't prioritize it.
That's well said.
You find a way to enjoy it otherwise. For everyone else that just wants them to beat the bleeping Cowboys, it's joy. That joy is what matters. Winning is what matters.
Yeah, when I watch them lose, it's agonizing and it stinks. I hate when they lose. When they're bad, it stinks. It's what I've always known. So I find a way to internalize it. It's like to me saying, basically, if you grow up with nothing, you grow up poor and you don't get to eat every single day, mm-hmm. right? You get used to that a little bit. So if you have nothing, you don't have two nickels to rub together, and you're eating every couple of days, you're not desperate for that piece of steak at a restaurant.
Right, because you don't know.
It's someone who's done it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had what you're talking about.
Right.
This is what I know. I'm okay with it. Would it be better for me to have a better situation and a real bed and three meals a day? Yeah. But I can get by on this. I'm fine with this. Let's go to Tommy and Only. Tommy, how's it going?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man.
We all love the Redskins. They're our family. If we would liken a family to the Redskins, that if you had a dysfunctional relationship as the Redskins do, wouldn't you be willing to take that bullet, take the 3 years, 4 years, 6 years? I don't know if it goes as far as 6 years to guarantee that they would at least be in a different direction. And Grant, I want to go to your point that you watch every game. I watch every game, but
yeah.
Every game we're watching the Redskins is it's like a heart attack. It's waiting to happen. So if I were to give up that, knowing that I would just be in stock or waiting for more disappointment because there's no real change being made.
Right,
that I would be able to do that.
You know what? It's sports, man. That's what it is. You know, sports are a heart attack in waiting. One team wins the championship every year, and it's not going to be the Redskins anytime soon. It hasn't been the Redskins in 30 years. You know, people would say the same thing about the Capitals. They kill me more than the Redskins. People were more mad at the Caps before last season than Washington. You know what they were guilty of? Being in the playoffs every year and not breaking through when it's really, really hard. You don't get the puck luck. People hated them. They were mad at them. Get them out of here. We don't need them. They're losers. They're chokers. Okay. Whatever, I guess. Now, you're right back on the wagon when they win the championship, though. I mean, everyone's celebrating at the parade. We're not sorting out piles of people. Who stopped watching? Who didn't care about them last year? And again, if you are a person, we just had a caller say, I watch more NFL Red Zone. I watch more of the other teams that are on TV than the Redskins. The ratings say that more and more people are doing that. I'm not naive to that. It doesn't surprise me that person would be okay with them leaving. Of course you would. You don't even watch their games that much anymore. I'm talking about those of you guys that go to FedEx with season tickets that are still – I'm talking about the diehards, essentially. I'm talking about the people that are watching every play, that are living and dying with this team every Sunday. Could you do it? Tom and Manassas, could you be without the Redskins for years to get rid of Dan Snyder?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm with Danny on this, Grant. And hey, man, I hear you. But I think Jerry Brewer said it a while back, you know, the Redskins are your car. It's out of alignment. You can keep changing the tires, but it's not going to fix the problem. And Grant, I'm with you. I'm diehard. But, you know, this team is never going to be successful. There's 0% chance this team, as it is now, is going to be successful.
Well, let me say this, Tom. I don't think they'll have a 10-year run where they win 8 division titles and they make 3 conference championship games with this group.
Right.
Could I say in 20 years they couldn't do that? No, I won't go that far. But do I absolutely think there's a non-zero chance they could win a Super Bowl in the next 6 years? Yes, I do. I think teams get lucky and get hot all the time. I think the Giants were average 1 year at 9-7 and 1-1. I've seen a 7-game winning streak under Mike Shanahan when the culture was rotten and they were up 2 touchdowns in a playoff game. You know, next thing you know, you're a game away from the NFC Championship. Would I expect it? No. But do I think the chances of them winning a title in the next 10 years are zero? I don't. I think there's like more luck and nuance that plays into it.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a valid point. I guess it's just down now, you know, so I'm thinking in my mind, like, dude, things aren't going to change around here. So, yeah, you could luck into that things, but that's what it would be. It would be lucking into it.
And what Tom said, Danny, is right in that with Dan Snyder as owner, and certainly with Bruce Allen as president, but Bruce Allen is going to come and go. There'll be another Bruce Allen, you know, just like there was a Vinny Serrano.
There'll be the next one, yeah.
There's another GM that'll come and go like McLuhan. All the chairs on the Titanic will change. The way that Snyder runs the team and with the culture he creates, I think there is a very, very, very good chance. I don't do absolute ever, right? There's never 100% certainty. But I would bet there's a 95 or so percent chance that they can never go on a run for a decade sustainably where they're the Redskins of the 80s under Dan Snyder. I think that's probably a fair take.
So, yeah, and that's also really hard to do, especially now. The Patriots are the anomaly. Even teams that are good consistently have down years.
If you could do it, they're not going to be able to because of who runs them.
Right. I mean, to me, ultimately, I guess there are a couple givens. If you believe, as I do, that it'll never happen under Snyder, and I'm willing to go absolute, it won't happen under that man. He's toxic. He's the worst. I got enough data points that prove that. Anybody that's competent gets fired or
something. Toxic owners win titles, though, sometimes.
Toxic owners that have a clue. He doesn't have a clue. He doesn't know how toxic he is. He's poison, and he doesn't get it. It'll never happen under him. I go from a 0% chance to some chance, whatever number you want to sign, with the new ownership group. I'm willing to do whatever it takes for that. The same way if you go, Danny, give me $1,000, and the Redskins win the Super Bowl this year. Sure, here's my $1,000. Sure, here's my $10,000. I mean, whatever it is, right? I'm willing to do something about it. And I'm no martyr that I'm giving up, quote-unquote, the Redskins for however many long, but...
You didn't kill a mountain lion.
Right, I didn't kill a mountain lion. My view is the only thing I care about is them being great. It's why I read the articles. It's why I consume all the things that I consume to somehow see this little path, this maze. They get to the end of it, and they're great again.
And for me, it's this thing that's mine. It's a nostalgia. It was mine and my mom's. Mm-hmm. You know, it was mine and my family's. It's me and my brother texting all fall more than we do about anything else. It's... the memories I have smelling the sideline at FedEx Field, which everybody hates and thinks is a dump. You know, my happy place is closing my eyes and picturing standing on that sideline next to my dad with that smell that I'll have forever. It's watching Liddell Betts run for 100 when Clinton Portis was out in a 5-11 season. It's watching Chris Cooley score 3 touchdowns against the Cowboys to win 35-7 in a lost year. To me, the whole thing is not, well, if they're not going to win the Super Bowl, I don't need them here. No, I need them here. It's my terrible wife. You see what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
End the marriage. Try to find something better. Nope. This is what I am. This is it. This is what I committed to. This is where we are. So for better or for worse, I got to figure this out now. And you find ways to be happy. I've kind of done that. I think a lot of people have. Sounds depressing. But
right, if
you're my age and you've never experienced it, great. I don't think necessarily, like, when they lose, you take it as the exact same as someone who was there when they won. I don't know. 800-636-1067. Let's get to more of your calls next on G&D. Would you let the Redskins leave town years without football? Let's say 3-6, somewhere in there, if you had a new owner and a new roster.
St. James, people, we've been telling you about it. It's an amazing facility. It's the newest destination for active families in and around Washington, D.C. There is something for everybody here. Sports fanatics. 2 NHL-sized ice rinks, state-of-the-art fieldhouse, great hardwood courts, even an Olympic-sized pool. And that is just the beginning. They got great coaches, competitive leagues in over 30 sports, and developmental training programs. I think this is really cool. So you can learn at your own pace. Beginner, doesn't matter. Advanced, doesn't matter. They got something for you. Sports aside, there's an active entertainment center with climbing and bouldering walls, trampolines, VR games, and an unbelievable water park. All perfect for that unforgettable birthday party or corporate event. Plus, a premium health club with cardio classes like cycling and Pilates. dedicated personal trainers, and more. And after the workout, a premium full-service spa is awaiting for you. Restorative massages, facials, and even cryotherapy, because you can never treat your body too well. And to top it off, how about a little Spike Mendelsohn restaurant right there on the grounds and a health and sports medicine center? So much under one roof. The St. James is truly the first of its kind. You got to join today. It's thestjames.co. That's thestjames.co.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final few minutes of Grant and Danny. Andy is in for Chad at 2 o'clock with Tom there coming up at 2 in 10 minutes. So make sure CDVTW. You are listening to them. Wrapping up the show with a couple of your calls. This was a pretty compelling discussion that kind of sprung off of a poll we saw from one of our columnists at thefandc.com, Rick Snyder. Almost 75% of respondents and over 3,000 people voted on this poll said they let the Redskins leave town for multiple years without football if it meant Dan Snyder was gone and they could start over. I don't agree with that. I wouldn't do that. Danny is on board. So the two of us kind of at polar ends of this, and we're taking your calls. Brittany is in Arlington. Hello, Brittany.
Hey, Brittany.
Brittany, are
guys,
you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Yes.
Absolutely. What's up?
Yeah, cool. So I just wanted to call in and comment and say, like, in what vacuum does this scenario could it ever exist? There is no way that this ultimatum is in any way feasible. The NFL is going to say, look, Redskins fans, I'm taking your team away for 4 to 6 years, and then I promise to return you a team with new and better leadership. I think you're missing a huge factor of it, and I'm glad you touched on the nostalgia. I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. I do love the Redskins. I'm a Browns fan, lived in Cleveland when the team left. It's gutting. It demoralized Cleveland. Why don't you ask the St. Louis Rams fans how they feel about it? I think everyone's taking out the emotional attachment and the pride that comes with your football.
Brittany,
here's
my response to that, though. The scenario is we're getting a team later.
Yeah,
if St. Louis isn't, if I'm not getting a team, no, don't take the Redskins
away.
And
by the way, she said this isn't feasible. You're right. It's just a wacky
hypothetical
on a dumb sports talk radio show.
Sure.
I mean, so literally, yes, this would never happen.
We spent 30 minutes on a mountain lion earlier in the show.
Exactly.
This isn't the height of integrity.
We talked about whether or not we were going to wrestle a mountain lion. So yes, this is not a real thing that could happen. But in a hypothetical world, the point is we're trying to figure out how desperate Redskins fans are and where they've gotten to with their angst and their depression. And the fact that they don't like Dan Snyder. St. Louis, bad example because the football's not coming back.
Yeah.
But she benched Cleveland. She has perspective on that. I thought that was significant. I've got buddies that are in and around Cleveland, did sports in Cleveland. That town, even though they have gotten the Browns back, and they knew at the time another football team was going to come there because it was really well received. Everyone loves football there. And they were obviously a destination for the next team. It ruined them as a sports town for a short time. I do think we're underselling D.C. as a sports town without the Redskins 20 years ago could not have existed. Now, with the Capitals as defending champions, the Nationals, who have a good footing at Nationals Park here in mm-hmm. Southeast, as a sports town, it would still exist. But I promise you, shows like this one would not be popular.
Yeah, if
without
this is
the
just,
Redskins, everything would fall apart
yeah,
as a sports town.
If this is just, hey, the team is leaving, and there's no, we don't know when a new one's coming back.
But I'm saying even 4 years. If we already had a deal in place, the pen ink had not dried yet on Snyder leaving, and there was already a deal in place that 4 years later a team's coming. For 4 years as a sports town, D.C.'s falling in on itself. The Redskins hold this whole thing together. We talk about it all
the
time. Oh, yeah,
so it wouldn't be the same, certainly, and I'm fully aware of that. But, again, if the deal that I'm making involves 4 years or new ownership, then I'm doing that. But if it's, hey, it's uncertainty, you may or may not get a team again, what Cleveland went through, and then to watch that team, by the way, go win a Super Bowl 4 years later, that's I couldn't deal with that.
Curtis, Marshall, how are you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What up, buddy?
Great, thank you.
Look, I'm with Danny on this. Why do we keep suffering through mediocrity? I think it would be fine for about 4 years, let the team go. We get some new ownership, some people who want to put a system in place that actually works in the NFL. I don't know what Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen are thinking. I'm cool with it. 4 years, 6 years, as long as I knew we were going to get a team back and that you were going to have new ownership with a mind on football, I'm down with it.
You're signing up. Chris is out in Leesburg. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. There's no way I could do it. And I think some of the fans seem a little delusional to be thinking that if we get new ownership, it's guaranteed success.
No, it's a good point.
Chris, we brought that up.
Just because we get new ownership, it doesn't mean we're going to win a title. It's like, I mean, obviously we're hoping that things can't be worse. But there's no guarantee that things can't be worse.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad owners. What if it's Jimmy Haslam? What if it's some guy that runs another terrible team?
And I don't want to give up those 4 years, watching games with my dad, with my uncle, with my sons and things like that, in hopes that things are going to get better.
Exactly. You know what my first memories of the Redskins are? Like when I'm like 6 years old. You got a kid between 3 and 7 where those years are formed. By the way, you want to talk about losing a generation? He's now a Ravens fan. Have fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch more Ravens fan in Washington, D.C., a la Orioles and Nationals. I mean, there are ramifications to this. He's now a Rams fan. He's now a Saints fan, whatever it's going to be. You don't just become a Redskins fan again 4 years later. You're losing a generation of fans, and you're losing a lot of potential memories that I've got with people I love watching the Redskins. Jason in Stafford, what's up?
Hey, so this thing has been part of my life all through my growing up. I've had season tickets for 15 years. Every game day is like Christmas morning when you're getting a ColecoVision when you were young. I couldn't imagine waking up because just that one game last year of beating Dallas, if I could bottle that up, that gets me through everything in all life. Do I want Bruce Allen gone? Yes. Do I want Snyder gone? Yes. Could I live a day without the Redskins here? I wear it as a badge of honor now. I'm the new Cleveland Browns fan. I'm the guy that has 15 quarterback jerseys in his closet. I will be redeemed one day against all my friends who tease me every day, every year I pay that invoice. One day, this has got to be worth it.
I love Jason. I want to go to a game with Jason. That sums up my feelings. And basically, in a sentence, here's what I would say. I love the Redskins more than I hate Dan Snyder. People who are willing to let the Redskins leave so that they can get rid of Dan Snyder hate Dan Snyder more than they love the Redskins. To me, it's bigger than a couple of guys. Those are going to come and go.
I just can't buy that interpretation. I understand your point. To me, I love them so much, and I'll do anything for them to be great again. I'll do anything. Anything legal.
Anything for the possibility that they might be great again. Hopefully, it's up to your standards. Because what if they just make the playoffs a bunch but don't win the Super Bowl? Then there's going to be people like the Caps fans who check out on that, too. Because I'm deserving of a title. I'm owed a title.
One's a chance, one's no chance. I'll take the chance. Give me every opportunity to give myself at least an opening at the end of the tunnel.
It feels like no chance now, but it didn't feel like no chance right before they played the Packers in the playoffs in 2015 after 4 straight wins. We went into that game saying they could beat Green Bay.
I didn't predict them to win it.
What might happen? It didn't feel like no chance when they were up 14-0 on the Seahawks in the playoffs in 2012. It didn't feel like no chance. Very quickly, no chance becomes a chance in this NFL. All right, it's a fun conversation. I'm sure it's something we can revisit at some point. Great phone calls, tweets, as always. TheFanDC.com. If you missed any part of today's show, GrantandDanny.com/audio for our podcast.
CDBTW next. How will the catching splits go? Yan Gomes versus Kurt Suzuki. Up yours, Scott Gomes.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.